How many people here are afraid of dying? I see a few hands. Now, as people of faith, perhaps we're not so much afraid of dying, but perhaps we still fear something about death, because in general, we have no idea when it's coming. We have no idea how it happens. But we also know that the process of death, the loss of our mortal bodies, usually incurs some form of suffering, some form of pain, perhaps it's illness or tragic accident. Did you ever notice that whenever we hear someone dying peacefully in their sleep, we always go, ah. Right? Usually our wish that we die peacefully in our sleep. The reason I talk about this is because I think there's something really profound about what Thomas has to say to us in his gospel. You know, Thomas is the one who generally gets a pretty bad rap, especially this time of year, because we accuse Thomas of being the doubter, right? He's the one who questions whether or not Jesus really rose from the dead. He's the one who says, you know what, unless I have the opportunity to probe those wounds, I'm not going to believe it. And yet, in today's gospel, Thomas is witnessing a profound sense of courage. You see, Jesus was sort of thrown out of the area of Judea just before this occurred because they were threatening to kill him. They were threatening to stone him for healing a blind man on the Sabbath, for breaking the law. And so when Jesus says, I'm preparing to return so that I can indicate to you the power and the glory of God, his apostles are the first to say, well, wait a minute. Jesus, are you sure you want to do that? That's a place that we just fled because they were threatening to stone you there. But Thomas says, we must go with him and die with him. A profound witness to courage. Death is something that we can't totally understand. And in today's gospel, I believe that Jesus and Thomas were sort of on a different wave of thinking than the other people around them. They didn't get it. They were caught up with the idea of life only in the context of our mortal life. But I think Jesus and Thomas really understood that the life that we have is not just this mortal life, but the life that Ezekiel talked about in our first reading. The promise of God giving us eternal life, raising us from the dead, saving us from our mortality. Jesus and Thomas understood what Ezekiel said when he said, I, the Lord, have promised it, and I will do it. How courageous are we in terms of looking at our own lives and stepping into those lives with the courage to be able to witness to the power of love that Jesus witnesses to in his mortal life? I want to suggest to you that courage is exactly what this gospel is about. The courage to be able to face not just our mortality, but the courage to live our lives, live our mortal lives, in much the same way that we hope to live our eternal lives.
And that is living it in Jesus Christ. Living it in the love that he offers on the cross. Living it courageous enough to say yes to the potential of suffering for the sake of love. So as we prepare to receive the Eucharist this morning, let it be our prayer that we can be encouraged by receiving this Eucharist. Encouraged enough to recognize the value of our mortal life is only a measure of our life after death. And we're called to live in the image and likeness of God in our mortality so that we can enjoy being in the presence of God forever. One of my favorite stories is a story about St. Michael the Archangel storming through heaven. In one hand, he's carrying a sledgehammer. In another hand, he's carrying a bucket of water. And St. Peter says, "Michael, what are you up to?" St. Michael says, "I'm going to take this sledgehammer and I'm going to smash the gates of heaven. I'm going to use this bucket of water and I'm going to douse the flames of hell. Only then will we see who loves God." Our mortal lives are not meant to avoid some eternal punishment or to grab onto an eternal reward. Our mortal lives are a gift from God in which he calls us to live recognizing our eternity. Recognizing that that eternity comes purely out of the love of God. And so our mortal lives must reflect that. Unfortunately, that means we have to endure suffering. It means we have to work for justice in a broken world. It means that we have to do the kinds of things that Jesus did as an example for us in his mortality. In just a few short days, we are going to remember what Jesus did. As we remember that, we have to take courage from it because the promise is oh so real. I will give you life in all eternity. I have promised it, and I will do it, says the Lord.